insurance companies are doing very well with Obamacare. So there are a lot of things. But here's the beauty. The lobbyists aren't coming to me, if I'm president, and saying, you can't do that to the insurance companies. They've helped you. They've given you millions of dollars. Because I don't need their money. I don't want their money. Oh, I want to tell you, they're in trouble. They're in trouble. I don't need their money. But I've often said, I said, isn't this ridiculous? I could have companies in California, in Oregon, in New Hampshire, in Iowa, all over, giving me bids. I get one bid. You know what I say? I'll take it. I'll take it. Get one bid. So that was no good. No good now. Now it's worse than ever before. I'll tell you what. Now it's worse than ever before. And the care is worse than ever before. And the deductibles are ridiculous. Ridiculous. So we'll be working on that one. Good question, too. Okay, how about one more really great? And you know what? If it's not a great question, we'll do one more. All right. Okay, where? Where? Who's shouting over there? Go ahead. Yes. I love this guy with that Trump sign. What a handsome guy. Give him the mic.
I'd like to ask you your position on Cuba. I haven't heard anything about it, and I would like to know if you would build a hotel in Havana.
Well, Cuba, look, I don't mind Cuba happening, but I think you should make a great deal, okay? You know, Cuba could have struck a better deal, but I don't mind Cuba happening. I mean, you know, I have a lot of property down in Miami, and I deal with Cuban people all the time. They're fantastic people, as the Mexicans, by the way, are fantastic people. You know, I have tremendous relationships with many, many Mexicans. They come from Mexico. They're hardworking. They're great people. But the ones we're getting is like a little tough situation. But I know so many Cubans being down in Miami and spending a lot of time there. Doral. Anybody ever hear of Doral? The Blue Monster. The Blue Monster. Good. But the Cuban people are great people. I think it's fine. We just got to make a good deal for the country. We want to make a good deal. And let it be a decent deal for Cuba, too. Let it be a good deal for the people of Cuba. They're great people. But it's time. It's fine. Okay? Okay, let's do one other question, because that was very particular to this gentleman. Are you from Cuba?
No.
What the hell are you asking me the question? What the hell kind of a question? I'm kidding. Okay. Who's got a good one? Huh? Go ahead. Give me the question.
Thank you.
Uh-oh. He looks like
Trump.
A tough cookie. Go ahead.
Actually, you've sat with me before. You might remember sitting in the boardroom with me a couple of months ago.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember that?
Not particularly.
We had some touch.
Of course. Well, you know what you always do? Absolutely, I do. Sure.
Welcome
okay, go
to
ahead.
Your
Thank
first
you.
Day in politics.
Good.
One of the things you learn in New Hampshire politics is you can't be squishy. It's a new word for you,
That's
probably.
True. That's good.
And so there's some hard questions that are coming for you. You have a 20, 30-year history of different positions. Are you ready to make your positions clear to the people of New Hampshire, to the people of South Carolina, and the people of the United States?
Yeah. I think the answer to that is pretty obvious. I mean, I wouldn't be doing that. I don't need this. I don't need this. My family says, what are you doing? Why? I think the answer is obvious. I'm good at it. I know how to do it. I know how to make us so good and so strong. So, look, I'm going to end it this way. The people of New Hampshire are incredible people. Somebody said to me, I was just leaving New York, and they said, what are they like? The people of New Hampshire are hardworking people, and they love the country. They love our country, and they want to see it be great. So, what I'm doing, I announced, I'm running. I'm going to work hard. I've done a lot of good things. I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this to make America great again. And we're going to do it. And I want to thank you. It was such a great crowd. I want to thank you all for being here. I will be back many times. I love this area. We'll be back many times. And thank you all very much. This was so much fun. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.